Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis is calling on Commissioners Court to invest more than $4 million to expand several public safety programs. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno reports.
A new report from the Georgetown Law Center in Ellis's office recommends a $4.5 million investment in the county's 2027 fiscal year budget to expand three public safety programs, like the Holistic Assistance Response Team and a Domestic Violence Prevention Program. Ellis spoke about the programs during a press conference on Tuesday. He said the county could save more than $5 million in legal system cost by investing additional dollars in the programs.
The question is, before us, we have a challenge to invest in these programs that work, and we know that they work, and we need to do it now.
He said that the total funding proposal equates to about 1.5% of Harris County's current spending on law enforcement. Harris County's proposed 2027 fiscal year budget is just over $3 billion. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
The House State Affairs Committee in Austin heard testimony on the rapid expansion of data centers. Speakers range from concerned residents to company executives, along with El Paso County Commissioner Jackie Butler.
We are asking the same questions communities across the state are asking. Who pays for this critical infrastructure? What does this mean for our electric system and water resources? And what tools do local communities have to manage this growth responsibly?
Butler says a growth of data centers are a major part of public conversation, but the framework to manage data centers are still being developed. The Astros continue their series against the Los Angeles Angels at Daikin Park tonight. First pitch is just after 7. Mostly clear skies this evening. Overnight lows should be around 79 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies.